Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 984 is Anada. Last name was Anna, and this is Anada. Note that this is not Anada. Anada would mean the giver of Anna, the giver of food, but this is Anada. We have Anna, the word Anna, followed by the suffix Ada. The suffix Ada is derived from the same root as the word Anna. Anna, that which is consumed or that which is enjoyed. And so we have the enjoyer of the enjoyed, or the enjoyer of those who enjoy. What are we talking about? What we're talking about is that Bhagavan, Vishnu, Narayana, Krishna, enjoys the devotees who enjoy him. This is the meaning that Parashara Bhatta gives. The devotees enjoy him, and he enjoys the devotees enjoying him. They're happy with him, he's happy that they are happy with him, and then they become more happy, and then he becomes more happy, and it goes on like this. Anam ati iti anadaha. Who enjoys those who enjoy him? Taittiriya Upanishad, these two terms, annam and anada, come up. Aham manam, aham manam, aham manam, aham manado, aham manado, aham manadaha. Taittiriya Upanishad, which literally means, I am food, I am food, I am food. I am the enjoyer of food, the enjoyer of food, the enjoyer of food. What does it mean that the Lord enjoys those who enjoy him? Or literally it means he enjoys those who enjoy food. Can be taken like this. Well, we have directly in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, Text 8, Lord Vishnu says, Nahang tatadmi yajamana havir vitane shyotad grita plutam adan hutabhumakena yad brahmanasya mukhatas charato nughasam tushtasya maya vahitair nijakama pakaihi. I do not enjoy the oblations offered by the sacrifices in the sacrificial fire, which is one of my own mouths. What's he saying? I do not enjoy it. But I do not enjoy it with the same relish as I do the delicacies overflowing with ghee, which are offered to the mouths of the brahmanas who have dedicated to me the results of their activities and who are ever satisfied with my prasad. So Krishna is saying, again, these names, Anna and Anada, come after 12 names discussing the various nuances of the Lord as Yajna, Yajnapati, Yajna Bhuk, Yajna Krit, and so on. So we're talking about sacrifices, offering oblations in the fire that is enjoyed by Krishna. He is Yajna Bhuk, the enjoyer of the sacrifice. But here he says, I enjoy that, but I enjoy more when those brahmana, the devotees, who have dedicated themselves fully to me and who are ever satisfied with my prasad, my mercy, I enjoy more when they are fed with luscious food overflowing with ghee. So their lives are dedicated to him, and he becomes satisfied when they are served, specifically here with food, Anna. Similarly, we have in the Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Text 17, Nahi Agni Mukato Yang Vai Bhagavan Sarva Yagya Book. Yagya Book, we just said that name, Yagya Book. Ijeta Havisha Rajan Yata Vipra Mukhe Hutai. Same thing is said. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the enjoyer of sacrificial offerings. Yet, although his lordship eats the oblations offered in the fire, my dear king, he is still more satisfied when nice food made of grains and ghee is offered to him through the mouths of qualified brahmanas. So we may not be able to do yagyas with all the ritual ceremonies, but we can feed the devotees with very nice food. That is very much part of Vedic culture, very much part of Vaishnav culture, to feed the devotees with the understanding that Krishna is very pleased by this. But the devotees, they like to take food which is first offered to Krishna. They want to see that he enjoys first, and then that is offered to the devotees, they enjoy, and Krishna enjoys that they enjoy. So he is anada, the enjoyer of those who enjoy him. Devotees enjoy Krishna. We find in Srila Prabhupada's purport to Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 9, Text 11, some very sweet words. The ocean of material existence can be crossed very easily if one simply becomes mad to hear the glories of the Lord. Bhavad guna kata, for anyone who persistently engages in hearing the topics of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and who is actually addicted to this process just as one becomes addicted to intoxicants, it is very easy to cross the ocean of material, cross the nescience of material existence. So, devotees, they become like addicted. Are we addicted to hearing about Krishna? We say we're so much greedy, so much anxious to enjoy that. And Krishna enjoys to see the devotees enjoying him. Parikshit Maharaj heard Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami. He did not eat or sleep for 7 days, and Shukadeva also, just going on talking, and Parikshit going on listening, so absorbed in hearing Bhagavatam. They're enjoying to hear that. And Shukadeva was enjoying to speak, and Krishna was enjoying that they were enjoying. So who is ultimately the real enjoyer? The devotees enjoy him, and he enjoys that they enjoy him. So he's ultimately the real enjoyer. But then it goes on, it's back and forth, because then the devotees enjoy seeing him being happy with them, then he becomes more happy at this. It's the who is the ultimately enjoyer? It has to be Krishna, because it is the natural constitutional position of every jiva to be enjoyed by Bhagavan. And the devotees are happy seeing them happy with him. In this regard, there is a statement in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, series of verses describing how the gopis, they seem like young women who are lusty after Krishna. Sometimes it's called like that also. It's called the gopis' kaam, the gopis' lust for Krishna. But it describes how it's not it's not anything like mundane lust, because the gopis, they do everything for the enjoyment of Krishna. They're interested in Krishna's enjoyment. They want to see that he is happy. Chaitanya Charitamrita states, E deha koino ami Krishna shamarpan, tar dhan tar iha shambhog shadhan. The gopis think, I have offered this body to Krishna. He is its owner, and it brings him enjoyment. E deha darshan sparshe Krishna santoshan, E lagi kare dehe marjan bhushan. Krishna finds joy in seeing and touching this body. It is for this reason that they cleanse and decorate their bodies. And then in Chaitanya Charitamrita comes a quote from Krishna, Sanskrit verse, Nijangam api yago pyo mameti samupasate ta bhyaf parang name parta nigurha prema bhajanam. O Arjuna, there are no greater receptacles of deep love for me than the gopis who cleanse and decorate their bodies because they consider them mine. Are kadbhut gopi bhave shabhav buddhi gocha nahe jaha prabhav. There is another wonderful feature of the emotion of the gopis. Its power is beyond the comprehension of the intelligence. Gopi garna kare jabe Krishna darshan shukavancha nahi shuk hoi koti gun. When the gopis see Lord Krishna, they derive unbounded bliss, although they have no desire for such pleasure. They're not going to Krishna for pleasure, but naturally they get pleasure by seeing him. But then what happens? Gopika darshane Krishna jayananda hoy taha hite koti gun gopi ashadai. The gopis taste a pleasure 10 million times greater than the pleasure Lord Krishna derives from seeing them. So who is the greatest enjoyer? The gopis enjoy more. They don't go for pleasure. They only want Krishna's pleasure. But they get more pleasure by giving him pleasure than the pleasure that he gets from them. So it's a complex psychology here. Anada, the enjoyer of those who enjoy him. Tashaba nahi nija shuka anurod, tatapi barhaye shuk parilo birod. The gopis have no inclination for their own enjoyment, and yet their joy increases. That is indeed a contradiction. E birode ekmatra deki shamadhan, Gopika shuk Krishna shuke parja bashan. For this contradiction, I see only one solution. The joy of the gopis lies in the joy of their beloved Krishna. Gopika darshane Krishna bardhe prafulata, shemadhurja bardhe janahik shamata. When Lord Krishna sees the gopis, his joy increases, and his unparalleled sweetness increases also. Krishna sees the gopis, his bliss increases. And from that, his sweetness, which is already unparalleled, increases. Ama darshane Krishna pailo etoshuk, E shuke gopi prafula angamuk. The gopis think, Krishna has obtained so much pleasure by seeing me. That thought increases the fullness and beauty of their faces and bodies. This is all inconceivable because the gopis' beauty is already inconceivable, unlimited. But when they think that Krishna is seeing me and getting so much pleasure, their beauty increases more and more and more by the happiness of knowing that Krishna is happy. Gopi shobha deki Krishna shobha bardhe jato. Krishna shobha deki gopi shobha bardhe toto. The beauty of Krishna increases at the sight of the beauty of the gopis. And the more the gopis see Lord Krishna's beauty, the more their beauty increases. Emato parashpa pare hura huri, parashpa barhe keho muk nahi muri. In this way, a competition takes place between them. They're not out for a competition, but it's a competition of prema. It's the bliss of each other. Each other's bliss is increasing each other's bliss, and it goes on. So in this way, a competition takes place between them in which no one acknowledges defeat. Kintu Krishna sukhoi gopi rupa gune, ta suke shuka briddhi hoye gopi gune. Krishna, however, derives pleasure from the beauty and good qualities of the gopis, and when the gopis see his pleasure, the joy of the gopis increases. Ate sheshu Krishna shuka poshe, ehetu gopi preme nahi kamadoshe. Therefore, we find that the joy of the gopis nourishes the joy of Lord Krishna. For that reason, the fault of lust is not present in their love. Krishnadas Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita has given this analysis of the reality of the spiritual existence of Krishna and the gopis far beyond our plane of mundane striving to be happy, just to show that it is beyond, way beyond the platform of our mundane striving to be happy. It's beyond karma. It's completely selfless. It's for us in our present situation, it's practically unimaginable. Now, in this verse, we have anamanada, then eva cha. The two words are there, eva and cha, which they're not names. Eva means certainly, and cha means also. So Parashar Bhatta explains that these words are there, they're not just to fill up the verse, but eva means there's no one else like him. This is certainly true. Only he can be like this. And then cha means that all that has been described in all the names in Vishnu Sahasranam are present perfectly in Vishnu. It's all a conglomeration. All these qualities are these 1,000 names, but innumerable qualities collected in those names. They're all present in him simultaneously, all at once, in the same person. Inconceivable. Shankara gives the meaning anam ati iti anadaha, the eater of food, and gives the understanding that Bhagavan eats everything. He consumes everything. The whole world has his food. Why? At the time of universal destruction, everything goes into his body. He consumes everything. He goes on to explain the next two words, eva and cha, that eva is used to show that the entire universe, in which everyone's trying to become an enjoyer and everyone is being enjoyed by someone else, and this whole spirit of enjoyment is traceable to the Supreme Lord. And he also takes cha to mean that all the names, same meaning, all the names given in the whole Vishnu Sahasranam apply to one person, Vishnu. Baladev, Vidyabhushan, he takes a meaning which is like Anada, the giver of food, but it's not anada, it's anada, because adiyati means feeds such enjoyable stuff, anna. And he also explains eva and cha in the same way as Shankara and Parashrabhata. Radha Krishna Shastri comments that everything in this world can be classified in two categories, food and the eater of food. What is food for one person, or the food, one living being becomes food for another, and then that living being is food for another. The leaf of the plant is food for the bug. The bug is food for the frog. The frog is food for the snake. The snake is food for the eagle. And the eagle dies and the body becomes food for the vultures and the jackals. So everything in this world, it's all in flux. One thing is taking over something else. Even the mountains in due course of time become pounded to dust. So Radha Krishna Shastri says that now we're getting near to the end of Vishnu Sahasranama, and Bhishma indicates to Yudhishthira, Dharmaputra, that Vasudev, who is seated in front of them, is the one who has been described all along through all the names starting with Vishvam. This by Avacha. Avacha means it's him. It's him. This we'll see more when we get through to the name Devaki Nandan, just coming up. It's him we're talking about. Devaki Nandan, yeah, just coming up. Next name. So, Avacha. All these names refer to him. And next name, Devaki Nandan, he's right there. That's who we're talking about. He's standing in front of you. In Taittiriya Upanishad, again quoting from Taittiriya Upanishad, another statement about annam and anada, or a similar statement but different. Aham annam anamadantam admi. He pervades food as well as the eater of the food, so he is both the form of that which is consumed and that which is the eater of the food. So he pervades food and the eater of the food. So again from Taittiriya Upanishad, there are so many very interesting things in the Upanishads, but the essence of it all is there in Gita and Bhagavatam. So in Taittiriya Upanishad, aham annam, aham annam, aham annam, aham anado, ham anado, ham ana, aham anada. He is the enjoyer of food. He is the actual eater of food. He is the eater of the food, and he is what is eaten. He likes eating. Yeah, he likes eating. Krishnadatta Bharadvaj explains this name in relation to this statement from Taittiriya Upanishad, that he very happily accepts offerings from his devotees. And some examples are given. As Krishna, he was very happy to take food offered to him by the Yajnapatnis. He ate the food offered by the people of Vrindavan. They offered in Govardhan, he arranged for Govardhan Puja. Then he took a massive form of Govardhan to eat all the food. He also, either by being offered or taking by force, he took from the gopis' houses, milk, curd, butter, yogurt, so many things. They were very happy for that. Jagannath Puri, he's always eating, 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 eating. He likes eating. So in this way, can be seen. He enjoys eating and the devotees enjoy offering food to him. Ultimately, he eats everything and everyone. All the living beings in this world are moving into his mouth helplessly. His mouth, like time, eats up everyone. As Arjuna, seeing Krishna's terrible form, described in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he said to Krishna, Ami chatvang dhritarashtasra putra sarve sahaivavani pala sangaihi bhishmo drona sutta putras tataso sahasmadiyair apiyodamokyai vaktrani te tvaramana vishanti dangstra karalani bayanakani. All the sons of Dhritarashtra, along with their allied kings and Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and our chief soldiers also, are rushing into your fearful mouths. Krishna has his mouths everywhere in the universal form, so we can't avoid. We have to enter into his mouth. Better we enter into his heart by love than enter into the mouth of his universal form and be devoured by time, only to be spat out again in another body, again and again and again. Better feed him nice food, better please him, do everything we do for his pleasure. We'll be happy to see him pleased. He'll be happy to see us pleased by performing devotional service. And in this way, he is Anada, the enjoyer of those who enjoy him. Vancha kalpatarubhyas chakripa sindubhi evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.